This is the Composer's Datebook for October 12th. I'm John Zek. Today in 1945, the Third Symphony of the Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů had its premiere at Symphony Hall in Boston. The new symphony's dedication read, "To Serge Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony," and the new score was presented on the occasion of Koussevitzky's 20th anniversary as conductor of the BSO. Martinů had finished the first two movements of his symphony that summer, as the Second World War was rushing to a close. Martinů later claimed he had Beethoven's Third Symphony, the Eroica, very much on his mind in those days. He said he was convinced there was an ethical force at work in the creation of a symphony, and, as in Beethoven's Eroica, it was possible to express in music a sense of moral forces at work. As an exile from Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia and France, Martinů had come to the United States in 1941, and his mood is understandable in the anxious yet hopeful spring and summer of 1945. After liberation of Czechoslovakia, Martinů returned to his homeland and was offered a teaching post in Prague. Unhappy with Czechoslovakia's new communist rulers, Martinů declined the offer and returned to America, where he became a naturalized citizen in 1952. Even so, Martinů returned to Europe the following year and settled in Switzerland. He died there in 1957. But eventually his remains were returned to his family mausoleum in Czechoslovakia. And in 1990, the centenary of his birth was celebrated in that country as a major cultural event. For more on the music of Martinů, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.